Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in on a Thursday, and we now begin. It feels like in earnest, championship week, Big Ten tournament rolling. I hate the new logo, RIP the pinwheel. We'll get to that momentarily, but in real time, Rico and I made a decision. You know, in the first day of Rico's 63rd day on the planet, we kind of looked at each other and I said, Rico, it's going to take everything in my power not to open with that Javi Baez thing. And all of a sudden, we're opening up with the Javi Baez. Are you okay? What's going on?
Oh, no, no, no.
Am I about to get hit with a chair?
No, no, you're fine.
Did Aaron Rodgers sign with the Giants? Is that why you and David are snickering at me?
No.
So let's just do the Javi thing.
No.
And we'll get to the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. Because he's, you know, the original player.
Oh, man.
He can play any position. First base, third base, second base.
Guys,
Javi will cut your grass. He's Booby Miles.
Let me speak in a language Kenny Cott will understand. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? A.J. Hinch and the Tigers, they're cooking a Javi stew here. He started today's game at third base and right on cue committed an error. But it sounds like, feels like, seems like they are going to try to use Javi at multiple positions. You know, because if you had a hankering for more Javi, I think the 1901 Society is going to be more than happy to give it to you. You know, as David says during the Big Black Rumors segment, open wide, here comes Javi. I want to just ask around the room. Look, I have accepted he will be a part of this team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I need more Javi than playing it short. Like, the idea that you would try him at other positions when he can't even play shortstop at an above average level. I think by the time he got hurt last year, he was a -8 defensive run saved. What exact, now again, face of franchise Matt Vierling. He's hurt. He'll be out to start the year. The Parker Meadows thing doesn't play into this. Javi doesn't play the outfield. But Rico, more Javi?
Yes.
More Javi.
I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, what is the point?
I think the point is he's going to be on the roster, 25-man roster. And here's the new way to justify it. He'll become
versatile.
The Brandon Inge type where you can put him anywhere, and therefore it'll be Javi chaos.
Well, he's got the hitting 220 part down.
I'm just saying, it'll be Javi chaos. You could put him at third. You could put him at short.
Javi chaos.
You could put him wherever. He's the glue. The team loves him. He's the locker room person. Mm-hmm. He's in the clubhouse. They love him. So this is to keep him around, because now if you just say you got to play short, well, you can. But wait. He could also play third. Oh, we get a little 2-for-1 with him? Mm. Okay, so between that and maybe a little DH, like, you can move him all around. Javi chaos. You're not getting rid of him, so you know what you basically did is you put him in the kitchen and you changed the menu a little bit and says, and now here's Javi with fries.
Am I wrong that this upsets me? Like, I was in acceptance phase, but then the Tigers had to go, okay, let's push the limit even more. I mean, Kenny, David, Javi now multi-position, maybe seeing him at third some days. I thought the Tigers valued defense. I thought the Tigers cared about positional flexibility that was real. Now, it's bad enough you have Javi and Gleyber Torres as the middle of your infield. But, Kenny, how about the idea of a guy who's never played third base on a regular basis, not in the last 5, 6, 7 years, Javi at third?
And people want to tout his defensive metrics. His defensive metrics aren't as good as people think they are. Now you're moving him to third. I don't get it. You're not wrong to be upset by it, because I think once you've settled in and said, all right, he's going to be your shortstop. That's our new reality. I've accepted this. And now they're giving you more. Then the only cure is more Javi.
Hey,
no.
Right. They looked in the storeroom and said, oh, we got a surplus Javi. We got to get this out. Let's repackage this deal. Guys, you can still be in acceptance phase and just know that he was always going to play, and now we're going to try to find different places
to play him more. To play him more. That's what I'm reading out of this. Now, if you want to say, hold on, you bearded bleep hole, it's spring training, now's the time to try stuff, you might be right. But take a listen to what AJ said to the morning show today. He didn't have to make a big deal out of it. He broke the news about Javi. Because Costa asked him, is he your everyday shortstop? Now, do we have the part before AJ's phone goes underwater? Okay.
We do, yes.
Take a listen to this. Okay.
But if you were already accepting, Mike.
No, don't. This is different. Come on, man. That's not fair.
I'm just saying, Mike, is it that big of a difference that now they're going to find, you know, it's going to be whack a Javi. You don't know where he's going to pop.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It is a problem because this is what I'll say. It wasn't, oh my gosh, I want Bregman so bad because he's so great. It was, I want him so bad because I don't want this. What we're getting now. If we would have gotten Bregman, we would have known we had that there, and they wouldn't be trying Javi out at third base. We would have our bat, and they wouldn't be trying to force Javi down our throat.
Yes, David.
That's what I don't want.
I agree with you. It looks like, feels like, seems like, sounds like somebody is saying, we got to justify Javi because we're keeping him on the team. We're going to pay him. So let's just run this up the flagpole.
Let's see if this hurt us at multiple spots.
Or,
that's the ticket.
Or maybe we're just not using him correctly.
Now listen, you guys can do whatever you want to do. It's actually quite nice out. It feels like fall. The sun's out. It's a nice day. There's no yelling. Now if you want to talk about Cheetos that look like George Bush, that's fine. I'm going a different route. Javi Baez is now maybe going to moonlight at multiple spots, which means more Javi.
You may have stumbled upon this. Cheetos that look like George.
I don't know what it was. Doug and Scott were doing like a Cheeto that looked like Jesus or something. And I said, David, this might be up your alley. I don't know. All I know is Javi Baez is playing third base now. Now, if you want to tell me, all right, they'll never dare do it in the regular season, that's fine. But here's the problem. We also believe they never dare would keep him on this team. That they would never dare make him the everyday shortstop. Yes, Kenneth.
How about a Cheeto that looks like a functioning third baseman? Okay. Get one of those?
I don't... Yeah, his name's Nolan Arenado.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I do believe that, like I say, it looks like and seems like they're going to justify having him on this roster. Let's find a place for him where maybe this is going to sound bad because you can't.
Then don't say it.
You can't do it on the diamond, but maybe someplace where we can kind of hide him, but
you
still
can't
use
hide him at the hot corner.
I understand.
You can't hide him at third or short.
You can't
hide
him anywhere.
That's not how it works. You might be able to hide him at second. The problem is you brought in a corpse at second base. Gleyber can help you offensively, but he's not a good second baseman. I thought this team cared about these things. That's why Parker Meadows has such value, because of his defensive metrics.
But if they cared about these things, Javi would have been shipped off with a check saying thank you for your services a while ago. But we bought him. We're going to use him. We're going to figure out a way. I don't agree with this, please.
No, it sounds like you do.
I don't.
Are you a ticket rep for the 1901 Society?
Oh, man,
are you like an incel agent?
Bro, I'm in the 1968 club. All right.
I'll throw the number out.
No, Mike, here's the thing. It's part of the acceptance. Like, you're going to do this regardless of whether I like it or not.
I know that.
So, sure.
But I showed fairness.
Add raisins to the potato salad. Whatever.
Is that a thing?
No, it's not a thing.
Okay.
I didn't know
if we had like cultural differences right, where you were throwing raisins and potato salad.
No, I'm saying the potato salad's already bad, and now you're just adding raisins to it. Sure. Can it get worse? No. Go ahead.
I just feel like these justifications don't really do it for me.
They don't, but it's what they're going to do.
Look at what this poor fan base is now. Look at this. Look at this. Your team made the playoffs. You're starting a dead body at third. Cheetos that look like Dwayne Johnson, 248. Look, simple, okay? Does this bother you? I can't do simpler radio. Do you believe there's a chance that we get Javi at short and third this year, which means more Javi? 248-539-9797. You do what you want to do. But I could not let that go. I almost crashed my vehicle this morning listening to AJ tell me he was starting at third today.
Wait, but then to say, well, you know, he was one of the original guys who were able to play all the positions.
Yeah, right. He's the original Ben Zobrist who plays six positions. Cut it out.
It's their justification, Mike. I don't agree with it.
Then stop justifying it.
I'm just seeing what this is what they're serving.
You know what? You sound like a team mouthpiece right now. and I know you don't believe it, but you're saying it in such a believable manner.
I got my seats in the 1385 club.
See, here's the problem.
1923?
It's 1901. Get it right.
I thought I was going to be out on the Dutton Ranch.
It's okay. Probably a better value than Spartan football season tickets where the prices went up. At least Comerica's a nice place.
I don't have season tickets.
You know what? Truer words have never been spoken. David, any ticket techs early, or are people still casting votes on Cheetos?
Javi doesn't play outfield yet. Someone else says, great clubhouse guy, didn't even show up to watch his team in the playoffs.
He was in Cooper Flagg's wheelchair.
Oh, that was amazing.
I thought he showed up for that.
They put him in the Paul Pierce, I gotta take a deuce wheelchair today. Did you see that?
I did. Well, that's why I was like, wait, is that legit or is that the Dwayne Wade wheelchair?
That felt like Paul Pierce against the Lakers. Go ahead.
Why can't Harvey DH and then bat ninth? WTF?
Listen, these are all great questions. I'll leave it over to Tiger spokesman Rico Beard. You don't believe it, but you make it so believable, it has me questioning whether you're moonlighting with the team now.
Sometimes you just have to think like they think.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either. I'm good. Okay. Third base, no.
You know what? Okay.
Like don't Kendrick, play me for the fool here.
Like Kendrick said, they not like us, okay?
You're putting him at the two most challenging positions, and he can't play his base position well.
Thank you. Kenny talked about his metrics defensively at shortstop. They're not even good. But move him to the hot. Move him there.
David,
move him to third.
I guess. And please, I don't. But, David, you have kids. You know good and well when they're trying to sell you something, and you're like, And they keep doubling down on selling you something. You're like, sure, okay. You know what they're trying to do.
And, yeah, but the difference is David can't get rid of his kids. Not legally, at least.
I can't buy them out.
There should be something for parents to buy out their kids, put them in the free agent pool.
They can't get rid of me.
David has renounced the rights to his middle child.
His child's going into the portal.
Two-way contract.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's AJ Hinch with The Morning Show. So, if you had an itch and you thought the only thing that would cure it is more Javi, again, if you think it's nothing but spring training, that's fine. I don't think that's what it is. Face of franchise, Matt Vierling is hurt. They weren't able to bring in a legitimate third baseman. What does it mean? Here's my question. What does that mean for Jace Young? I mean, any additional reps, why wouldn't you be finding out about Jace Young?
That's actually a great point. It makes sense, and they should. And I don't think that Javi is going to be your full-time third baseman. I just think that they're trying to find a way to justify him and find just some spot that maybe you could play a little bit of short, a little bit of third. We can move you around because you're going to be on the team. You're going to be on the roster. But you're right. Jace should be getting this time, period. It's kind of like, you know, Kosa with the Wings. Like, if you're going to go ahead and tank, go ahead and put the young guy in. Let's see what he has.
What do you mean? They beat Buffalo last night, okay. You hater.
Okay.
You're going to be sorry.
In 2032.
All right. let's go to the people. Rob is in Brighton. Rob, it is nice to hear from you in a non-Notre Dame capacity. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hang on. Let me turn down Dan Patrick. I was waiting for Dusty May. He's doing a press tour right now after the Michigan State game. I think this is going to be his seventh appearance.
You're kidding me,
right?
Hang on.
Let me turn. Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on PTI as well today. So I just can't wait. You know, it's funny. I know you're not talking about that, but right after the game, he ran to Izzo pretty much and was kowtowing to him. But now he's going to be doing his seventh ESPN show this week.
Rob, I'm going to let you finish. I just want to say I actually listened to one, and in the interview he said, I don't know why people keep bringing this up because you keep going on the show to talk about it.
And what Wojo said to you last night, Rico, I don't know if Mike was there or not. I had to shut it off because Wojo.
What happened?
It's fringe worthy.
Because I was saying, Wojo was like, you guys just keep bringing, you're the ones who keep bringing it up. I'm like, whoa, Joe, he's actually doing rounds.
You keep bringing it up.
Honestly, there are people who work for the Kremlin that have more integrity than Bob. I don't want to hear from him anymore as it pertains to Michigan. Say whatever you want about any other school. Michigan has never been wrong, Rob.
He was basically doing the Jalen Hurts, I just won the Super Bowl media tour. He's gone on each one and said, well, you know, I was making sure they didn't have Cohen Carr leak out. He's on the bench. Their logo is three times the size of the court. So is the Block M. Like, he's just going on and on for each channel. I'm sorry, Rob. And Wojo was like, it's all your fault because you keep bringing it up.
We brought it up once and never again. So, Rob, talk about Javi. Now I'm angry.
Now I got your blood pressure up. That was on my bingo card. So
thank you. Oh, good. Very nice.
So as far as Javi goes, like, it's clear he's not going to be not on the team. So I like it that they are trying him out at different positions, kind of like a Johnny Peralta type. I know he's not him, but hear me out as far as I'd rather them get something out of him than him sitting on the bench, not playing, being a cancer in the locker room, everything that goes along with a diva making 25 mil and not playing. Get him, you know, active somehow, and maybe, you know, Hinch, you know, loves chess pieces. He's a cerebral guy. I don't know, guys. I'm trying to find silver lining because it's clear that he's going to be on the roster. So why not try and get something out of them? And I think that's what they're trying to do, obviously.
Hey, Rob, be careful. You're going to be called a representative for the 1908 club.
So. It's 1901 society.
I don't want him on the team, guys. I'm just trying to make some kind of chicken sandwich out of the chicken bleep.
Rob, you're with me. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Let's just see what else he can do. Maybe he can stumble upon something.
Maybe, and it can't hurt. But like Mike just said when I was on hold, like, you know, like the other day, like the younger guys, the other third baseman, I forget who you said, Mike. It wasn't Cole Keith. It was the other younger. Yeah, like, so is Javi going to be encroaching on his development? That's an even better question, Mike. So I'm just trying to find some kind of silver lining, guys. It's clear he's going to be on the team. He shouldn't be, but hopefully they can turn something out of him.
I get fine. You know what? You're not wrong in how you're trying to look at it. It's that after you make the playoffs, it's not how any of us should be talking. It's not how a serious franchise would run itself.
You know what? You earned that one.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
No, because I want you to know.
No, and I know you're hurting right now.
I totally agree with you. It's just, this is what they're going to do. My outrage, it's part of acceptance.
You have more outrage. I want to tell you, people, this is a very difficult emotional day for Rico.
Where are we going?
I want to just say, look, it took a lot for Rico to show up today because at 2 in the morning, his man crush, Ben Johnson, not the Lions coach, but Minnesota Golden Gophers head basketball coach Ben Johnson, dined on the bullet at 2 a.m. last night. Who fires their basketball coach at 2 in the morning? Rico, I've had to listen to Rico. He's turned Ben Johnson into Pat Riley. He loves himself some Minnesota Golden Gophers and Ben Johnson basketball.
No, I said...
You love him.
No, I think he's being wasted. Best thing that happened to him, he's got fired. Minnesota doesn't do basketball well.
At 2 in the morning?
The best thing to happen to someone is that he got fired.
Because there are certain schools, and Mike, you can attest to this. There are certain schools.
Yeah, I'm a Spartan football fan.
You can't win. No, you can't win at. No, D'Antonio proved you can win there. There are certain schools you just can't win, no matter who is the person.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry because I know you really liked the guy, and now he's unemployed.
Well, hopefully he'll... If I'm Tom, I'd pick up the phone and add him to my staff.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Here you go. Go ahead. Make the call.
I did already.
I quit. Can I go home? Wow. David, couple ticket texts. We'll get to more of the calls here in a second. Javi started at third today. AJ's talking sometimes. About You're like, where is this going? You sounded like Paul Woods the other night.
No. 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 I should have been like Amon Ra, this effing guy.
David, what do you got? Hit that Amon Ra one more time. Oh, man.
That's going to have to go over to the board once we get this thing going again.
Go ahead. Baez could go over 30 with 30 Ks, and he still would make the team. That is Gary at work. They're going to justify putting Javi at third base and ignore that Torque might have figured out something with his swing, and maybe he could play third base. He did it at college. No. Oh, my gosh. No. Please, no.
No. No.
No. No.
Now you sound like it.
No. Now I sound like... That's exactly my response. Only thing worse is if the guy called up and said Torque to the outfield. No.
Are you sure?
But they're celebrating.
I think this is AJ trying to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what.
But why
while
are
Veerling
we,
is down.
So why are we making chicken bleep? Why is this what we're doing after we made the playoffs? That is the whole point. We're past this.
Yeah, are we not allowed to make trades for players?
No.
Like, is that not allowed anymore?
How dare you? Who do you think you are?
Like, is there a MLB memoriam saying you cannot do it? Memorandum? Like, no?
Moratorium?
I think Amon Ross said it best. Anytime you ask the Tigers, why can't you make a trade? Here's the Tigers' response. I don't know.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, David, a couple ticket texts, please. And then we'll get a little football later on this hour.
Mike and Rico, Harvey is the new Donnie Kelly baby. Dude can play all eight positions in one game. That is Mike in Fenton.
Donnie Kelly.
Tom says, Kenny, you better watch out. He's about to be Wally Pipped by Ben Johnson, the one nobody's ever heard of before this segment.
Oh, that's Rico's guy.
There's a GM issue in Detroit. Instead of doing what you have to do, we get a shot at a championship. But these GMs resort to, we'll just work with what we have and hope for the best. Terrible, terrible decision.
You know, we do have a topic later today where David has done some empirical data and some empirical research about Super Bowl winners and the moves they made to get there. And you're going to have to figure out if there's any, you know, corollary there. So we'll talk about it. Not quite yet, though.
Who is the one that is making the Baez play? Is it Hinge or does it come from above? Let Javi cook.
Okay.
Javier, you know, is what he says.
I'm going to Chris. I'm done. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
So I want to start out with a disclaimer. I have never stood Javi Baez. Like, the worst free agent signing since probably Josh Smith. Like, I can't think of another one that's been as bad as he is. But trying to be fair, I'm trying to understand the other side of this, too. Like, they don't have Veerling. They don't have some other guys, like, for right now. And they probably look at it as, like, you know, he had the surgery. He probably feels a little better. He's hitting, you know, I know, 250. He'll never be the guy that's going to live up to that contract. It's never going to happen. But if he could give me, or them, 240, 250, 15 homers, 70 RBIs, like, I can live with that, even though it's never going to be the contract that he signed. And, like, for now, like, if that's what they get, then, okay, I can be fine with that. Cause, you know, I have slandered this man forever because he's terrible. It is an insult to watch him play over and over and swing at balls that are 20 feet outside the strike zone. For the last 3 years, I'm over it. Like, it's like watching, like, just the most painful torture you can watch. But if he can give me just give me average play, I can live with it. I can understand it. I can, like, be on board with it. He'll never be the guy that they signed. That's just not going to happen. But if he's average, and maybe this is, like, what it is. Like, they'll just kind of, like, see what they have for now. And yeah, but if that's what it
hold
is,
on. Here's the problem I have. You made the playoffs last year.
You have every right to believe you could win the Central this year. Why are we talking about, well, if I can just get X, I'll live with it or I'll tolerate
it? I'm trying to find a silver lining because I can't stand him. Like, he's just terrible. But if that's what it is, like on a team that like should contend for the Central and they think that he is what it is, maybe it's like, you know, a trial run to see like, okay, give us April. Let's see what we got, and if you have something, we'll go with you. If you don't, shoot you out of a cannon, goodbye. Like, maybe that's what it is. Like, I don't know.
Chris has hit acceptance stage. Chris, it's just, you just, I don't want to say you don't care, but you're just like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I'm at that point where it's like, you know, but it's kind of telling that, you know, if they're doing this with Javi, maybe they don't believe Jace Young is that good.
Well, I don't think he is. But you know what, Chris? The bottom line is you had an offseason to address some of this stuff. And I'm not going to beat him up. I thought they probably went over the top for Alex Bregman. But you couldn't put all your eggs in one basket. The idea that you brought in Gleyber Torres, who can't even play second and refuses to play third. Let me be clear. The Yankees asked him to move to third. He said no. That ended his Yankee career. Then the Nationals offered him more money but said, we need you to play third. He said no. So you bring him in here. Do you know what would really work? Him at third. Colt Keith at second. Torque at first.
Yeah. And with the way Torque is like, I mean, I know it's spring training, and he's probably hitting, like, he's hitting well, but probably off of guys who are bagging groceries in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, maybe
what gives you more belief? What gives you more belief? Javi at third or Torque at first?
You're asking me if I want to be shot or stabbed.
True. But you get my point in all of this. They brought in a guy at second. Yeah. Like, they claim to care about positional value and positional flexibility, and you signed a guy in Gleyber Torres who refuses to provide you with that. Not that he can't do it. He won't do it. So the simple solution when Vierling got hurt, Gleyber, we know you're a second baseman. We know you don't want to play third. Need you to take one for the team first couple weeks of the season. You go to third. Colt, you go back to second. Spencer, here's your job for 2 weeks. Go hit the ball. They can't do that now, though. That's the problem. It's contradictory.
It is.
And now I'm all heated about it, and you're going to be, oh, Michael, can I interest you in 1901 tickets? David, ticket text.
Why are you hitting mad at me?
Because you sounded so convincing saying it. It made me feel like you believed this crap.
I'm just good at my job.
Yeah, there it is. Happy birthday. David, go ahead.
The Tigers have enough young talent to win the division, but the more they use Javi, the more games it's going to cost them and could factor into them not winning the division. He needs to go now. That is from Marlon in Wall Lake.
Mm.
There was never an indication he would not be on this team. They aren't eating that money. This is what we get.
Yeah, but we don't have to be happy about it. You're stating a fact, and I agree with the fact. But that doesn't mean any of us have to like it, mm-hmm. Not even ticket rep Rico. Thank you, Amon Ra.
It's very telling that blocking the kids never comes up in regards to Baez and his playing time. They let Baez do whatever he wants
Any
to do.
Any day he plays, it means I don't get Trey Sweeney or I don't get Jace Young. Think about that.
The Tigers are going to move Javi around so much they'll now be able to play the quote-unquote, where is Javi at home games? That is Mike from Waterford.
I'm hoping it's all wrong. And I'm hoping when Vierling gets back, I never see him at third, or they let him go, or I don't know. I don't care anymore.
No, you were right. But I think initially you would like to say, okay, you know what, Torque? Here's your chance. Prove us wrong.
They can't.
You're at first.
They can't now.
We're moving people around.
You signed a man who refuses to play third base. That's the thing in this that makes no sense. It's not like you brought in Tommy Edman. Guy plays short, second, outfield. Tommy Edman will pitch if you ask him to. Like, you have that type of player. That's an A.J. Hinch type of guy. Right. It's a weapon, right? Gleyber gave up being, and I don't care if people slander and be like, oh, please. Gleyber gave up being a New York effing Yankee because he refused to move to third. Think about that. great. Now your new option is you play in the snow here, or you can go to the Nats and play third. And that's what you brought. All the while, I got to listen about positional and roster flexibility.
Okay.
Javi to third base. All right, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. David, go ahead, and then we'll move on.
No, someone says, we were supposed to be happy after making the playoffs last year. Now we have Javi.
Hey, talk to ticket rep over here. Hey, listen, if you buy your 1901 Society tickets, you get Javi bucks.
Javi bits.
The Amon-Ra drop works in any capacity.
It does.
All right.
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Right. I feel bad because I'm not in a bad mood, but that Javi thing really...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you... But we heard it. We heard Jeremy say it. Was like...
But I blame Jeremy Otto. That's what it really is about.
No, because you're talking about me. The way AJ... Because Javi, you know, he could play everything. Like, it's like...
Right. He's the modern Ben Zobrist.
Like, what? He said it with a straight face, too. Maybe that's why his phone went out. God was like, nope.
Or laser beam that cell signal. There are certain lies I can't abide. All right. Free agency might not be rolling on in Detroit, but it rolls on everywhere. And we do have some trade reports. We do have Adam Schefter melting down. We have a lot to talk about. David?
So at some point, we'll get to some winners and losers in a different way, but let's start
here. We're going to break down Roy Lopez signing?
Huh. Well, he said goodbye to Arizona, so, you know, great signing here. Let's get to some quarterback news.
Lions.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I'm joking.
Russell Wilson has now left Cleveland and is on his way to New York for his next meeting. But more importantly, there's another team in the mix for Aaron Rodgers. That team, the Minnesota Vikings. They are taking a look at it, and we'll talk to his team about maybe bringing him to Minnesota. Your thoughts?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. It's smart on their part. It's a ready-made team. He can help you win immediately. And instead of handing the keys to JJ, if you saw what Sam Darnold did, Rodgers is a better QB. He's weird. We all can attest to that. But, man, with all of those weapons, I think it would be very smart for Minnesota to at least make a pitch for a one-year deal, give JJ another year to learn the system, and just kind of go for it. That's Minnesota's way of going all in if they get that.
They could win the division. I'm not going to be a chicken like Rico. They bring in Aaron Rodgers, they could win the division.
You're just mean and hurtful today.
You know what? They could win the division. I don't care if Lion fans get all bent out of shape. Grow up. You do not want that. Going from a rookie who played service academy football at Michigan or Aaron Rodgers. Oh, but he wasn't very good with the Jets. He died four plays into day one, and then that team was awful last year.
Right. And then I just look at what Darnold did, and most don't consider him to be a good quarterback, but he had all the weapons, all the toys, and they were fun to watch. So Aaron Rodgers is a gigantic step above Sam Darnold. Yeah, it would be
a disaster.
Minnesota saying, we're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Well, let's get to the Adam Schefter portion of the Aaron Rodgers news. Because he was on a podcast talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he just decided to rant. To me, this shouldn't be hard right now. Like, the Steelers want you. The Giants want you. We're seeing players across the league make decisions. Make a decision. What does it matter to you?
He doesn't have to. Who the hell is Adam Schefter? In the grand scheme of the football universe of actual football people, he's not a pimple on an elephant's ass.
He's the source. And it sounds like Schefter wants to go on vacation, and he can't do this until Aaron Rodgers says where he wants to go.
Wow. So, he's a quarterback.
And I was about to say,
there are three jobs available. He's putting the bidding against each other.
It's why, because look, either give me the exclusive of where you're going or do something. I don't want to keep looking at my phone constantly asking people, hey, did you sign Aaron? Did you sign Aaron? But yeah, he wants to be that insider. And it sounds like he's got someplace to be, and Aaron is just holding him up.
There is another team in the mix for Cooper Kupp. It is the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos, according to Adam Schefter, are in and watching out for Cooper Kupp. And according to other reports, he won't take a long time to make a decision. He wants to make a decision quickly.
Yeah, what about it?
He just wants to make a decision quickly. Denver Broncos are in on him now.
Whatever. If it's a one-year deal, I'm not going to slander anybody. If you give Cooper Kupp 2, 3, 4 years, you're out of your mind. 1 year, prove it, pay a $10 million, come on in. He's great at work in the middle of the field, sure-handed, got to stay healthy. But, yeah, man, I'm not going to slander it. I wouldn't be mad if the Lions brought him in. Like, honestly.
Even though his numbers are declining.
1 year deal. Okay. And when you're going all in, you go all in, that's right? Fair. I don't know.
So let's get to some winners and losers, but in a different way. Because a lot of people have this team as a winner, but I'm not quite seeing it yet. And that is the New England Patriots. Yes, they spent a lot of money to upgrade their defense, but where are the improvements offensively? I still call them a loser, not a winner, because of that.
Rico?
I'm not really understanding the loser part. David, I guess I look at...
They have no weapons for Drake May.
They still
no protection.
But here's the thing, though. You got a high draft pick. You have still money, and there's receivers. Now, they're not the top-notch receivers, but there are guys like the Cooper Kupps that you could go and get, and you could also draft. So they're setting themselves up. Are you talking about, okay, they're going to make the playoffs and win the Super Bowl? No, but I think they're winners because looking at what they were this time last year, I think that they made giant steps forward. That there's progress there with the money that they have and the high draft pick. They're not looking at a quarterback. They're going after the best player available. I could see how they're a winner. I don't like doing this winners and losers stuff this early, but I can't say that they're a loser.
They're a loser. Him and I are just going to disagree on everything today. You had $120 million in cap space and you got a rookie quarterback and you've managed to bring in Kenny on the offensive side of the ball. And I understand. You're right. They can draft. It's the worst wide receiver draft maybe ever. Well, you make a trade. Who? Look, DK got traded. T. Higgins, I don't know what's going to happen. Now, if they land T. Higgins, the whole thing flips. But you had one job. You got to help your quarterback. I don't know, man. I got nothing for you. But, hey, they overpaid Carlton Davis. So, there's a win.
So, I'm going to go here. Again, I'm different, so I'm always different. So, everyone lists the Raiders as a winner. I'm going to list Antonio Pierce as the loser. Here's why. Yes, he got fired, but they did not address quarterback at all last year, and they did that immediately in the first offseason for Pete Carroll. Didn't help Antonio at all. Knew he was going to have a bad season, and you still fire him. Loser, Antonio Pierce.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it comes with the new coach. You could say the same thing about the Bears.
Well, why didn't he get a new quarterback, coach last year?
I think with Pierce, they saw, okay, he's going to be here for a while. Pete Carroll is like, guys, I'm old. I got maybe about 3 seasons in me. If we can't do it right now, don't hire me. But if you hire me, we got to make the moves. We got to get the quarterback. We got to get all the pieces in place before I walk out into the sunset.
Yeah, I mean, when a guy's 75, you don't have a choice. I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, right. Pierce, he's young. Okay, we're going to think the long game.
The problem is Antonio was coaching like a player, and you can't really get away with that. There were a lot of reports about organizational problems, problems with leadership, calling out of players, how he handled that Davante Adams thing. It just is what it is, man. You got to make the transition from being a player to being a coach. Dan Campbell's done it beautifully. He still identifies with his players, but he is clearly an authority figure. Mm-hmm. He is not one of them. So, whatever, man. And look, the Raiders are rudderless. What are you going to win with Rico's best friend, Geno Smith? A whole bunch of nothing. When you look in your locker room and you see Geno Smith as your quarterback, you go full Amon-Ra.
Kenny, could you please go get me some Kevlar? Because I'm just taking shots over here.
Hey, David, we got Geno as our quarterback. That's what people's reaction is if Geno's your quarterback.
Okay.
Either that or the Paul Woods in Ottawa.
Why is he getting slandered?
Because he sucks.
He won games. He's gone to the playoffs.
Yep, not last year. Didn't.
Sure he's didn't.
Just good enough to lose.
And this last one, I'm just going to be selfish
You know what? You shouldn't have had that hot sauce pre-show. That's the problem.
That stuff was
spicy, man.
Yeah, so are you.
This next one gives credit to what we were talking about yesterday. Lions fans, listen. They are calling you a loser because the division has gotten tougher. I agree with this. We talked about it yesterday.
How dare you? Let Brad cook. All we got to do is get healthy. I mean, I don't know what to say. It could work. I just don't think they've done all they can do. So I'm not going to yell and scream about players they can't trade for. It's not their fault with Myles Garrett. And right now, reports around the league are Bengals are acting like idiots about what they're asking for Trey Hendrickson. Teams are willing to pay the contract. I'm not going to knock Brad Holmes. You can't trade for a player who's priced ridiculously. But in the overall, have the Lions gotten better? As Paul Woods would say.
I don't think they got better, David, but I can't say that they're a loser either because the position, as Mike just said, the position that they really need, they couldn't make a deal. They couldn't make a trade. They couldn't get anything done. And it wasn't like there was these great people out there in free agents that can just like, oh, we're going to get this guy. They could get as some depth pieces, and there's still a few pieces out there that they could. Like I said, looking at Dante Fowler, like he would look nice in a Lions uniform, third down specialist type of thing. But I guess because people outside of the city don't see the value in re-signing all your players who were injured, that's where it looks like, well, you know, why are you bringing him back? Why are you bringing him back? If you're Brad, you're hoping that it works. You're hoping that they stay healthy, but you didn't make that big splash and you're so close to a title. And I think that's where people are like, well, you know, you didn't make that final push. You didn't go find your Saquon to get you to the next step.
Yeah, they're a loser. That
no,
is
no, come on,
and
dude.
Based on the publication said it. That's all I'm saying. Okay. That is in football today.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.